Okay, so we're doing Nusig, yeah? Samach Dalav Na'al from Sachem. Okay, it's about the groups, right? The groups of Hushach to the Pasach, right? So the Mishnah says, it's a strange institution, but the Mishnah says, a Pesach Nishchat B'Shalosh Kitos. Okay? So the Pesach is slaughtered in three groups. Shenemar v'shachtu oso kol kahal adas Yisrael. They should slaughter it, all of the kahal adas Yisrael. Okay? Which means, I don't know, the congregation, the, I don't know, good luck, the kahal adas Yisrael, right? Whatever. Congregation, adas, whatever, Yisrael. Right? Kahal v'ed of Yisrael. So that's three words, kahal. Is 10, or is a group, is a group, Kahal is a group, Eidah is a group, and Yisrael is a group. So therefore, you need three groups. Rashi, Pesach Nishlo V'Shel Tzchidos, Pisrei Tzibor, Pesachim of the Tzibor, Bein Shah Tzibor Mu'atim, whether the Tzibor is very small, right? Oh, they add in. Bein Shah Tzibor Merubim, Bein Shah Tzibor Mu'atim, Yichol Nishcha Tzikul Masachas. Even if the tzibur is small enough to be able to shecht it in one shot, mitzvah lechalek l'shelosh kitos yachazil. Nevertheless, it's a mitzvah to split into three groups, one after another. Okay? So right away, that's strange. Right? We have a small tzibur, but it's only 30 people. It's a mitzvah to split up into three groups, to do it in three shifts, if you will. Right? Okay, this is what I'm going to explain. So, Nichnasa Kas Arishona. The first Kas enters the Azara. Nismalu Hazara. The whole Azara gets filled up with people and their says, Na'alu Dalsos Azara. Then they close the doors of the Azara. Taku Heiriyu Vitaku. Okay, and they blew it to Kitro Tkia. Kohanim omdim shuros shuros. The Kohanim were standing in rows. Ubideim b'ziche chasim b'ziche zahav. Right, and they had these like scoops of to accept the blood with gold and silver. Shuros shakula kasef, shuros shakula zahav. Shuros kasef kasef, shuros shakula zahav, zahav. Lo yimurav, they wouldn't mix together. The loyal v'zikim shulayim, they didn't have bases. Shemay anichlam yerkashlam, they'll put them down, and it's gonna whatever. It's gonna congeal. Shachat Yisrael v'kibal hakohen. So Yisrael shachted it. The kohen received it. Nozal chaver v'chaver l'chavero. They passed it one to the next, to the next, to the next. And mekabela samala yamatzer sareka. And they passed the full one, received the full one, and passed back the empty one. It was like an assembly line where it'd be like in a circle, you know, where everybody's passing the full ones towards the mizbeach. And passing the empty ones back to the slaughter. Kohen HaKarov, Leitzel Mizbeach, Zorkos, Rikavskin, Yisod. Right? So the Kohen is closest to Mizbeach, sprinkles it one Zrika by the Knegat Yisod. Yatsa Kas Rishonah. So then, fun, hold on. Then the first Kat leaves the Azara. Benichlasa Kas Shnia. And then the second Kat enters. Yatsa Kas Shnia, Yatsa Shnia, Nichlasa Shlishas. Right? Right? So exactly like the first Kat did, the second and third Kat did, same thing. Koros Ahalel, they read the Halal, Gamru, Shanu, Vim Shanu Shileshu. So they read the Halal, and if they finish the Halal the first time, they're still doing all the slaughtering, then they do it the second time, and they're still doing it, they do it a third time. Afal Pishlo Shileshu Mimam. They never even got to the third Halal. Right? They never had to get that long, I guess. Right? Okay, fine. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mimeim Shel Kas Shlishis Lo Higiyo La Ahavti Ki Yishma Nesham Watam. In fact, all the days of the third Kat, they never even got to Ahavti, because the third Kat was always small. They never even got to Ahavti Ki Yishma Hashem, right? Okay. Fine. See Rashi. Rashi. So Pesach Shlishis is fine. We did that one. Bezichei Chasav, fine. Kibos Gidol Skavo Adam. Shkula Kasim, fine. So they were pointy on the bottom, so you wouldn't be able to put them down. Someone's going to put it down in order to receive some other blood, and he's going to forget about it, and it's going to congeal. You can't sprinkle it if it's congealed. Okay, it doesn't mean the Tzar has to shechit, but it means he could shechit. You could shecht your own carbon, I guess. Okay, so he receives it in this spoon or whatever from the neck. Of the standing in a row until the to receive the full one. Okay, it's like you'd imagine. You have to put the So by the chatas you do it with your finger. That's what you do with Zrika. But by all other ones, you do it from the clay. Fine. Can I get a yisod? So it means, can I get the yisod? It means on the side of the mizbeach that has the yisod under them. Vizorkol is the kifah social mizbeach. So you throw it at the side of the mizbeach, the upright part, and it falls down to yisod. So there's only, the yisod doesn't go around the entire mizbeach. It's only on the north and the west. So that's what it means you do it on that side, on the north or the west. Fine. All the kiddos read that halal. In Gamru Sheni, showing Maslim Lishchot like us. When you start shefting it, they start reading halal. In Rabu Hapsachim, and if there's so many Psachim, and Shechitaso, and they finish all the shefting, right? I'm sorry, but then it draws out until they finish the halal, and there's still more people to shech. Close them, and she read it again. Vimshanu, but then like Merak, she does a pisteo sokas, she lays and they read it a third time. Vechena shneva shlishas, alpi shil ir mail, and she lays, she lafi sheheyu kosham kohanim merubim and maram lachtim. So the kohanim are very fast, and they go quick. They know there are a lot of kohanim, they go very fast. They never really got to the third halal. Okay, but it's possible. Look, you'll have to, I feel punished even the first time. Okay, and then it goes into what they did on Shabbos, all different. Okay, so that's basically the system. Okay, so you can imagine the scene, right? Imagine the scene. Okay, and we're going to take up the three groups, but any comments here? So it sounds like while you're doing the avodah, it sounds like you want to be saying halal. Right,
Why
halal
don't you say it four times?
accompanies the avodah and the shlita is the psachim. I think it's Shana Shchita. So what it's saying is, you read Halal, you keep reading Halal as long as there's Shechting. You don't want to be doing Shechting without any Halal going on. So if you have to repeat it, you have to repeat it. But the point is, it keeps going. Well, as long as you're doing the Avodah, you're going to do it. It's true. I can't remember. I'm pretty sure it went this way. But in Malchus, you hit the guy while you're hitting him. You say, like, Imlos Sishmar Lassos. There's all these things that you say that basically contextualize why you're hitting him. And you just keep saying it, the chazan, like one of those peasants says it. And if they're still hitting and you finish, he reads it again. And I think our idea we said is that you don't want it to be like an aggressive act, just stop hitting, beating a guy up. But it's like giving him musar. So it's like by reading the psukim of musar while you're hitting him, it defined, it characterizes the action as an action of musar and kapara as opposed to just stop aggressiveness. So therefore, the din is you don't want to ever. It's not just that you want to give it musa. That would be enough if you do it one time, but it's like you want to characterize the hitting as a quality of musa hitting. So, and that's accomplished through the amira on the hitting. So if you do 39 hits and you finish after the 5 hits, now you can do 34 just whacking the guy. So no, then you just keep saying it. You keep saying it. You keep saying it. So this way, it like has that character the whole time. Okay.
The idea of the three ketos.
What's that? What's the idea of the three kiddos? That's what we're going to take out now. Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara says like this. What is the idea of the three kiddos? That's a good idea. That's a good question. What is the whole idea? Three kiddos. Well, who needs three kiddos? It says Kahala Das Yisrael. Right? What's the point? Who needs it? Who asked for it? Right? So it
Our
says.
carbonates, usually you just show up and they do it.
When you close the doors, last hour, whoever comes, comes, and you do it as you come, first serve, you wait online. Like, what's this whole idea of these shifts and whatever, right? Why don't you just have, like, you do halal, like a nonstop halal, keep it going, a halal going throughout the whole time, and just have a line, and everyone comes in, like, why don't you need to close the doors and make three shifts? And why do you need three shifts? It sounds like you got 30 people, you need three shifts. Who needs three shifts? Just do one shift. I understand that there's a lot of people. I understand that often there will be a lot of people, depending on the size of Klal Yisrael and whatever. But and people are Tahar and Tameh, whatever. They're variables. They're Chokah. Like, I understand the idea that sometimes you might need. Look, well, two things. You might not never need shifts altogether. You could just have a running cycle, right? You don't really need shifts b'chlal. You just have it running. But even if you want to say whatever, for some reason you want to have shifts that fit, whatever. But still, you don't always need three shifts. It should depend on the amount of people. But no, it doesn't depend on that because it's a gossip. It's like a real limud. It's not just some like fake thing here or some minhag. I mean, it sounds from this. It's mamash of the doraisa. This is the way the Kohen Pesach is mishpat, right? Okay. So I think it, like in theory, you could stop and think now, but it's like you feel like it's like speculative. Like how exactly are you going to explain this, right? Just think about what kaladas and Israel means. I don't know. So you could try. But you know, there's the Gemara has an Ibaya about how halachically this plays out, and I feel sometimes, you know, when you have a chakira, it kind of gives you a little bit more of a window into what's going on. Maybe. Okay. So it says Amar of Yitzchak, the Gemara. I'm jumping to the end of the Mishnah, to the Gemara. Sounds all of this. In ha Pesach nishchat ella b'shalosh kitos shel shloshim shloshim b'nei Adam. So now it's getting more interesting. Now you need three kitos with 30 people. Rashi, shloshim b'chol kat, 30 per kat. 90, 90, right? 30 per kat. Kahal asara ve'eda asara v'Yisrael asara. So now the kitos have to be 30 apiece. But hold on. Didn't you learn out kahal asara, show you need three kitos? So how can you now use Kaladas Yisrael to show that the Kot has to be 30 people, right? Okay, so the Gemara says, "My time, Kal Veid Yisrael, Misaf Galahim." Right? We're Mesupak about Kaladas Yisrael, right? Rashi, Dilma Bibas Achasiba Leshochta, Yuvishloshim. I'm sorry, let's read the Gemara. Misaf Galan Ibas Achasiba Zechasa. From a sipuk, whether the Kahal Adas Yisrael is Bibas Achas or is that Rashi? Misafgalei Dilma Bibas Achas Tziva Leshochto V'yubah Shloshim. Maybe we're commanded to Shecht Kahal Adas and Yisrael to do them all simultaneously, in which case you're going to have 30 people, right? Oh, Bezacharzah. Shalosh kito shel asara asara. Or maybe it means Kal Yisrael means 10, 10, 10. Three separate groups of 10. Right? So is it one group of Kal Yisrael, 30, or is it three separate groups of 10? Hilkach. So because we don't know, Shalosh kitos be'inan, we need three groups. Maybe it meant one after another. B'inan, we need 30. So you know, less shetu, less than 30. Right? So each cot needs 30. Each cot needs 30, and you need three kitos. So there's a little bit of a question, no? But there's a question already, but I'll read the Gemara. So it's a Masafkan. You have 30 in the first time. And if it's one after another, then you also have it because you have three kitos. Right? Before, let's pause here. There's a twist, but before we get to the twist. My question is, again, and you could say this was a Muslim take up, but I don't think so, is why can't you do 30? 10, 10. All right? Let's do 30, 10, 10. Because if it means 30 in one shot, you did it. And if it means three groups of 10, so then the first 30 includes 10, and then the next 10, and the next 10. Like, why do you need 30 in all the groups? If you're telling me that I need three groups, then the groups are 10. And if you're telling me that I need the 30, then you'll say the first one. Right, so why do I need the second group and the third group to have 30? Yeah, so Rashi addresses this question. I mean, Ezra and Eli are saying, but I think Rashi is implicitly addressing it, right? Because he says, you need three groups, maybe it's one after another. You need 30, maybe it means v'asachas, and you're not able to shecht it in less than 30. So it's not just pshat that you have to be yotzei 30, and then once you did 30, boom, you're yotzei. It's like eino yachol eshochto. Eshochto zokol kalas Yisrael is saying that you have to shecht it in a group of 30. So like you shecht it in a group of 30, fine. But now what about the next guys? The next guys are shechtu in 10. Well, you can't shecht it with 10. Those are saying shecht it with 10. You got to shecht it in the 30. So you see, the 30 would mean, if he says bas achas, it would mean like that's the way that the pesach is nishchat. Pesach has to be new. In a group of 30. So since you're doing Shchitas Pesach, yeah, like you're saying, like there's other people. You can't do tens. You could just, look, in theory, you could have done them all in one shot, but given that you're not doing them all in one shot, you're splitting them off, then the second guys and the third guys need to have 30 in the thing, otherwise they're not Al-Shachit. I mean, you see that you have to say that, though. You know, like, you couldn't have, you could have learned differently. You could have just said it means you're chayiv to do a big group of 30 people Shachit. Chai Yisrael's chayiv to do that. And or Chaisel's chayv to do three groups, you know. But then you would have been yotzei already. So you see, apparently, it's not quite that Chaisel has a chiv of doing a big group of 30. It's telling you like Shchitas HaPesach must be in a at least according to that way must be in a group of 30, right? And the other way is it must be in three kita, whatever, in three groups, whatever. That's fine, right? It's interesting though is that I don't know if you maybe pick that up. But that's why Rashi is addressing that subtly, right? If they kind of, I don't know, I'm not sure. I would think if you don't notice the question, you don't realize that Rashi is addressing that, you know? Or you might miss it. Maybe you can pick it up, but I think that's what he's doing, right? And this makes sense. It's not the only way to think about it, but it certainly is sensible. We don't know how to think about it altogether, but it's a clue I got, right? Okay, so again, still we don't understand the concepts. I mean, neither of these quite are insightful, enlightening, right? Ultimately, why would you need three groups? And why would you need one group of 30? Right? It's not, it's just, but even though that's the case, it's almost like this you could start defining, you know, and maybe that somehow moves us in a direction of insight, you know? Somehow it's better having two things you don't understand than one thing you understand, right? Somehow that works, I think, you know? Okay, let's go further. So Mara says, Hilka b'chamshin nami sagya. It's really even sufficient with 50. Okay? Not like I was saying, but different. The island Tlasin, 30 people will go in. And this is how the Rambam has it, right? This is the Rambam Mishavni has, right? That 30 go in, the avdi, and they do the Pesach. Aili asara, the nafki asara. 10 new ones go in. And 10 leave. Aili asara v'nafki asara. And then once again, 10 new ones go in and 10 leave. Rashi. B'chamishim sagi. Aili shloshim b'resha v'shochtim b'stayim. So 30 go in and shechtim b'stayim. V'nafki asara v'nayu aili yirchadashim. And then 10 of them leave. He switches the order in the Gemara, but apparently it doesn't matter. And 10 of them leave and 10 new ones come in. Right? Right? And then again. Because if you need it together, 30, you have 30. You shall close kitos kamar, you have it. Right? Okay, so did that work out? You got the fact here? So you're saying is you have 30, and then 10 of them leave. And 10 new ones come in. And then 10 of them leave, and then 2 new ones come in. So you only really need 50 unique, distinct people. Right. And those 30 people who are there, they're not going to shecht it again. Right? It's not like you're doing two Pesachs. So you're just like in the room, in the Azara. I guess, yeah, for every reason the Kohanim don't count. I don't know why. Maybe it's 30 Israelim. Good question. Or maybe they do. I don't know. Right? It's a good question. Do Kohanim do Korban Pesach?
Yeah.
Maybe they do count. Who knows? I don't know.
Of course they do.
Right, so maybe they can't count, who knows, right? Whatever, let's ignore that problem, right? So, Apparently, this needs to be in the room. Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Right. So why do you need 10? Why do you need 50? Just do 32 or 40. All right, just have 30 people go in. One guy go out and one guy come in. One guy out and one come in. Right? Or five guys go out and five guys come in, and the five guys and five guys come in. Right? Like, once you tell me they don't have to all be shuffling it, so then, right? Oh, that's a good point, actually. You could answer Ken's question is that, look, you need, what about according to the Shita who holds, you need three groups? So maybe he holds, you need three groups. I don't know, of shachters. But then why does he need shachters? And the other guy doesn't need 30 shachters. Right, that's a good point. Right, and it was matter of shachters. If you tell me it means need groups of 10 shachters to each group, then fine. Then the group of 30, you should have to have 30 shachters. Right, but now you tell me you don't need 30 shachters, and 30 is enough to have 10 shachters. So then maybe in the group of 10, you don't need 10 shachters. Maybe you could have one shachter in a group of 10. Right? Right.
You have 30. And just...
But, or you could have 30 people, the first shift, 10 of them shaft. Then, I don't know, they'll go out, they'll come back in. The next shift, the other 10 shaft. Then they'll go out and they'll go in and another 10 shaft. Right. Something like that. Or they'll just, whatever, I don't know.
It's not a new cost.
So I don't think we're quite ready for that, to answer that question yet. That's already more of a prop, right? It's like in the eights of how to get around. I don't know. But I mean, the plain way is you just do 30, 30, 30 and everything's good. And that's the way it's normally going to work. It's just saying minimally, you have to make sure that you got 50, right? If you want to be minimalistic about it, right? But in general, presumably, they're not going to have it, whatever. You're just going to do 30, 30, 30, and that's, you know, it's like, this is like a trick. A trick in the bedachas. So we get that later. But I mean, the major problem is, what in the world is this whole halacha, right? And I guess, what is the chakira of Bas Achas or Zach Hazat? Right, it's a good point, Kenneth. But Mishnah just says, depends on Shalosh Kitos. Three groups. And I think Mara was saying, Biuslak, and if it's a Shalosh Kitos, Shalosh Kitos, Shalosh Kitos, Shalosh Kitos, right. Yeah, I mean, I think it could mean he means Misafkale, I think he means that when the Torah says Shalosh Kitos, or the Mishnah says Shalosh Kitos, you might think that it means if they're all together. They come together and you have 30 people, that's like three Kitos, loosely. Maybe that's what the Mishnah means. It's a good question. Is the Mishnah clearly saying Shalosh Kitos? The Mishnah's not, you know, deciding like one side. That is Bezach Hazeh. You know, and basically just saying, by the way, there's a suffix. Or the Mishnah lends itself to both ways. You could call a group of 30. Like Ezra was saying, is like there's 30 subcomponents. To three subcomponents of 10 each. So the three kitos who are doing it is that Bas Achas. Like Bas Achas means you have a Kal and you have a Eidah and Yisrael. And they're all doing it at the same time. Or does it mean you have three kitos doing it at a separate time? Right? But either way, it sounds like you could describe it as three groups. It's just done.
Yeah, but what about the filling up and empty?
That's true. I mean, it's true. The Mishnah is describing going in and out. And Rashi also says in the Mishnah. So our Mishnah is describing a Zuachar Zu solution. But it could be that, look, the Mishnah doesn't say the size of the groups. It could be Rabbi Yitzchak is saying the Mishnah is the conclusion of the Safek. Rabbi Yitzchak is telling you, by the way, I know the Mishnah, you see the Mishnah, but you should just know that there's some backstory to this Mishnah. And that is that there's an underlying Safek, whether it has to be Zachazah or Vasachas. And therefore, there's a nafkamina that you can't just do 10, 10, 10. If you just had a Mishnah, you wouldn't know. You'd think 10, 10, 10 would be good. But he's saying is, no, 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 no. The truth is, Kal Das Yisrael does have two possible ways to read it. And it might be read Bas Achas, in which case you have to make sure that each Kal has 30. Or whatever. 30, 10, 10. But whatever, 30. Yeah, each Kal has 30. There's an afkamina. Rabbi Yitzchak is, I guess, elaborating on something which wasn't 100% clear from the Mishnah. Right. Yes, here's the Rambam. It's an Aleph Tesim from Pesach. Pesach nishlat b'shelosh kitos shenema. B'shelosh kitos kol kol das Yisrael. Kal v'ed of Yisrael. V'ein pachos mishloshim b'nei adam b'chol kas v'kas. In 30 in each kas. All you are kol hamishim. If you have 50 altogether, this Aleph Yod, Nichnasim tchila shloshem v'shachatem. Yotzim asara v'nichnasim asara. V'chozim yotzim asara v'nichnasim asara. Okay, so you just do the 10 in, 10 out, 10 in, 10 out. Oh, you pachos mi'chamishem. If you have less than 50, ain shochtin as a pesach v'fachil. V'chil, you really shouldn't do it. V'im shochtu kosher. V'im shochtu kul mazachas kosher. So I guess if it's, let's say, 30 people, so if you did 10, 10, 10, that would be okay, kosher. Or if you did 30, one shot, it'd be kosher. Right? Okay. And then he goes to the rest of the Mishnah about how the reading and the whole process, right? Yeah, it's interesting. So this is a mamish, a real halacha. It's like, you're not allowed a shachtin without doing this. And if what do you do if you have less than 50 people? Everyone just goes to Shani, I guess. L'chachila. Yeah, but it works. It's not an akiv. But l'chachila, you mamish don't do it. Not allowed to do it. Chayiv to do it this way, right? Right, that's what the Hezmesh says. So Ashma, the Rebbe Yitzchak's not possible because he doesn't say Pesach Nishchat Pachol Mishol Shkitos possible. No one says that. It just says a Pesach Nishchat Mishol Shkitos. Right? Eina Pesach Nishchat Ella. Oh no. He says Eina Pesach Nishchat Ella Mishol Shkitos. See, the Mishnah doesn't say that. It's just a Pesach Nishchat Mishol Shkitos. But Rebbe Yitzchak says Eina Pesach Nishchat Ella Mishol Shkitos. So that's why he made his Hezmesh sounds like he's right. That's what Rambam is deducing, that it's not just the lechachila, or not just that it's better, but it's, you're not really allowed. But at the same time, it like doesn't say it's possible. He just says you're not allowed to do it otherwise, implying that if you did, it'll still work. Right? Yeah. Okay. Interesting, right? So that's, I guess, one thing from the Rambam. This is a serious thing. Right? It's funny, Lima. I'll let that as well. This is early on. Rosh Chodesh, right? Chodesh Elachem Rosh Chodesh Mishum Elachem Chodesh Yeshana. That word called Lashmei Yisrael. Leimar. Vesel Chodesh Yerichulam Ishel Beisel Yisrael Boyes. Vimar Vais Minas Pesa. Like a Chudish Men Akrob Beisel Nesom Chodesh Yishel Beisel Tepoz Vosa. Seh Tomim Zahar Ben Shei Elachem 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 Elachem. Okay, here we go. Vav. Yud Beis Vav. Hay Elachem Le Mishmeras. You should guard it at Arba Asar Yom Chodesh Yisrael until the 14th day of this month. But shachtu also called adas yisrael ben arayim, and all the kaladas yisrael shachtu ben arayim. Blokum and adam. It's interesting because this is Pesach Mitzrayim. But Pesach Mitzrayim, I don't think they had three groups in Nazara and whatever. Each kid did it in their house or whatever. Huh? Funny, right? It's this whole. I mean, it's a drasha, but you know, it's not really in the right place, right? Obviously, I guess it's not pshat. Bashi. What does it mean? Didn't Rashi say that also earlier? What does it mean? Pischait Sibor. Rashi says that. Does that mean like as opposed to Pesach Sheni? Maybe I don't know. Is Pesach Sheni Pischait Sibor? Like what other Pesach is there? Is there what? Yeah, maybe it's Sheni. Maybe it means that it's supposed to. I mean, Rashi in both places has that Rashi, right? But or maybe he means as opposed to Pesach Mitzrayim. I don't know, but he doesn't say Pesach Doros. Okay? A little funny that he says that. Right? Shachtu Osa. Oh, yeah, all right. Kahal Ve'edav Yisrael. So let me ask you a different question. Let's say you didn't have Kahal Adas Yisrael, right? Then you'd say you just need 10. You just have a Shachtu Osa, Kahal Yisrael. Something like that. Kahal Kahal. All right, something like that. So then you'd say you need 10. So what's that? Yeah, okay, so Ellie's saying is that it's telling you that even though Karban Pesach is a Karban Yachid, right? It's you should do it as a part of the Tzibor, right? You should do it. It's not a Karban Tzibor, right?
It's a Karban. Yeah, it's properties of both.
What? It partakes of both. So the Rambam, and this is what I pulled out. Rambam in Akdama to Pirush Mishnah, in Akdama to Zvachim, he goes through all different karbanos. You've seen that one? No, you've seen his Akdama? I think he says, like, if you learn Kachim, you have to. I feel like it's Tyros or Kachim. He says, like, you got to read this like a million times. Maybe it was Kachim. Maybe it was like the Tyros. He said, I think he said, if you learn Tyros, then you have to learn this Akdama, you have to know it by heart. I don't mean fake by heart, I mean real by heart. So something like that, you know? Whatever. Also, this is good if you're doing Kachim. Anyone who does Kachim has to do Sakama first. Oh, sorry. Yeah, but it's good. He organizes all different things. You know, Tyros also, both the Kachim and Tyros, he has a good Hakama. So he says, Asugha Ravi, the Rambam says, right, is Karban Yachid Ke'en Karban Sibor. I think he has four. He has a Karban Yachid, Karban Sibor, and he has Karban Sibor Ke'en Karban Yachid. That's like a bezin makes a mistake, you know, that whole thing. So it's like, I guess it's a carbon sibor, but it's like a yachid because the whatever, maybe the dayanim do it, whatever. And then he says, sugarvi carbon yachid kein carbon sibor. So it's a carbon yachid, which is like a carbon sibor. Who carbon pesach? She shokhe kol adam yom arba asav and nisan kamoshas bar pesach. Every individual does it on 14th, right? Bechein parchatas ve'el ha'ola shemakir v'karva kohen gadol v'chol yom tzikim kippur parnik par yom ha'giburim. Okay, so also he has that's that part. It's like it's a yikam yachid, but it's a dinti portion, you know? So it sounds like he's saying is that it's a Pesach is a karban yachid ke'en karban tzibur. Right? So what does it mean that it's a karban yachid? In what way is it a karban yachid? In what way is it ke'en karban tzibur? I think that's right. I think he's saying is that the carbon yachid means the baal. When you have a carbon, who is the baal ha-carbon? Right? Like the carbon tamid, who's the baal ha-carbon? The tzibur. We all chip in. We all give money to the masa shekel, which goes to the pot, which is ultimately where the carbon yachid, carbon tzibur are brought from. Who's the owner? The tzibur is the owner. As a collective, we all chip in. For the tamid musaf and whatever, the carbon tzibur. The Baal HaKarbon is Kal Yisrael. But by Pesach, the Baal HaKarbon is me, or my family, whoever's monoi on the set is the Baal of this Karbon. Maybe it's myself, or whatever. Maybe it's me and my family, maybe whatever, or the families, or whatever. But that's Yifidim. It's a Karbon Yachid, right? Like a Shutfa is also a Yachid. It's not the Tzibur. So it's a Karbon Yachid, but as Benji's saying, is it's Nishcha, it's Tzibur. It's broad on Nishcha, Nikra, whatever, the Avodas Karbon. Is the tzibor, right? So it's ke'en carbon tzibor means it's like it's not just a carbon yachid. You just go on your own, whatever, merry way. You walk to mikdash, you bring it, and that's it. You yourself bring the carbon or whatever. The kohen do it for you, but it's the avoda is an avodas yachid. Here it's like every individual has his own whatever. A group has his own carbon, but it's brought. V'shachtu also called kahal adas yisrael. Or whatever, not the Kal Adas Yisrael, all three, whatever. Even Shachtu so Kal Yisrael. It's all of Yisrael are bringing it. So it's Nekrav as a Tzibor, Nishchad as a Tzibor, together. Right? Maybe that's part of closing the doors or whatever. I don't know. It's like there's a group who are doing it together. Right? We're all doing it together. There's an assembly line, there's singing, there's whatever. I don't know. That's like we're all somehow Mitzurav together. In the Hakravas HaKarban, Shchitas HaKarban, but each, the Kiyam HaKarban is each individual guy. It's like, it's his Karban, my Karban, it's your Karban, it's your Karban, it's your Karban, you have Ritza, I have Ritza, he has Ritza, and whatever. There's an individual, right? So you can say not for each and every Karban. Right? Okay. Okay, now you could do that without there being 30, though, right? I mean, that would just be 10. Whatever, I don't know. Shachto so kol Yisrael, or Yisrael, right? Ben Arvayim, Shachto so Yisrael, Ben Arvayim, something like that, right? So, but apparently it's going further than that, or different than that. I don't know. That's just, you know, that's almost like the backdrop, if you will. You know, in a certain sense, the din of Kal Adas Yisrael is qualifying this din Seaborn. You know what I mean? In some sense. In the way, given that we have this tzilik, is the yachid, it's a carbon of a yachid, Bal Karban, but it's Cain Karban Tzibor, and that it's being brought by the Tzibor. Now, whoa, hold on. How is that Tzibor bringing? Kalanas Yisrael. Right? Kalanas Yisrael. Not just Tzibor, but Kalanas Yisrael. Three groups. Whether Bas Achas or Zer Chazah, that's the Chakira. And that's what we have to define on two sides. But that's, you know. Now, what's the din now of Kalanas Yisrael, right? One possibility, and I think we should proceed in steps here. It's the definition. First possibility is Ken saying is, I know you're saying this for both, but I'm just going to do the first one. That Kalanas, just said Yisrael, so you have to be Neshchad as a group in the Tzibor. But now Kalanas Yisrael is telling you you need a super Tzibor, an uber Tzibor. Whatever that is. What it's saying is that it's not just that it's shechted with tzibor, but it has to be shechted in a super tzibor. Tzibor, a triplicate tzibor. Right? Nahal Adas Yisrael. It's like taking the idea of tzibor. Minimally, tzibor is 10. What it's saying is it has to be like a super duper tzibor. Like, for example, you have like, I don't know if this is 30, but you have like 100, as you say, as Emelokeno or something, you know, like any Satan. I don't know if we hold that way, but there's like a Mishnah, then 1,000, you know. It's like Sibor, it's true, 10 is Sibor, but it's like Kalas Yisrael, it's saying it's not sufficient to just have a basic Sibor, but you need like a souped up Sibor, or like Mukhsak in Siborness, or something like that, you know. Threefold Sibor, right? So it's how it's shechted in a super Sibor. Right? That's one possibility. Okay, so maybe the second side. See, this is a little tricky here. So what I'm trying to do is to hug the facts a little bit and not yet get into the why, if you will. Right? And that is, again, the first way is to say you need it to be Nishchad and an Uber Tzibor. Right? The other way is, no, you don't need an Shechtel Uber Tzibor, Shechtel and regular Tzibor. But it has to be done in three separate meisim, I guess. Three separate meisim. Klal Yisrael does it in three shifts. Tzibor, right? It's like, it's not one uber tzibor, right? But it's three tzibors. It's like the tzibor breaks up into parts, and each part does it separately. You know, there's definitely is a din of those of the triple. But is triple in like the Gavra who shechts it? It's not a Gavra of 10, it's a Gavra of 30. Or is triple in like the Maise? The Maise Ashkenaz. There's like a threefold Maise. The Tzibor does it in a threefold manner. Right? So again, is it a threefold Gavra of the Tzibor? Triple Gavra? Or is it a triple Maise? Right? Tzibor has to do. Now, the Tzibor is doing triple maisa, so you need 10 each time, because otherwise it's not triple maisa. If you have 3, 3, 4, whatever, that's not the Tzibor triple maisa. But is it the tripling up the maisa shchita? That if maisa is done in three maisim, maisa shchita is done in three shifts, if you will? Or is it tripling up the gavra of the shchita sapasach? The gavra is the triple gavra, akal nas Yisrael. Right, or is it this? No, it's the Gavra, it's a Tzibor, but it's a triple Maisa. Now, to me, at this point, it's like it's just a definition. It's not very insightful. It's like, you know, you don't really get whatever. What's going on here? Still, the whole thing is wacky. Who ever heard of an Uber Tzibor? And why are you doing it in three Maisa? I don't know, it's like it's hard to really get. It's not very insightful, but I think it's a fine definition. You know, and you know, if you only go this far, then that's okay. But it would be nice if you get further. But no, what I mean is like this, is that when you have a minion, like the tzibor is a new gavra. Like a gavra, I don't mean gavra. Gavra could mean like the conceptualized gavra. I don't mean like a gavra is a person. A gavra is like the actor. Like a bezin could be a gavra. A minion could be a gavra. The gavra who does it is the minion. It's the tefillah of the tzibor. So the gavra, you can have a group, is a new gavra. The gavra is the actor. Who's the actor? The tzibor is an actor. Like when you have an old minion, you see the tzibor is the davening. Who's the gavra? I'm not a gavra. The tzibor is the gavra. The tefillah of the tzibor. So the gavra is like the conceptual marker of the actor, the subject, if you will. the subject is the gavra. Right? So the gavra is normally 10. 10 people form a gavra. But here, it's an uber gavra. It means the gavra, the subject who's doing the Karban Pesach, 30 Jews. 10, 3, or it's better to say 3 tenths. Not just 30, but whatever, 3 tenths. So the gavra who does it they form one gavra. It's the they close the doors. These 30 guys are in the Zara doing the gavra. So that's the new gavra. But the other way is there's no gavra civilian. That's the way it always is. It's just that you have to Klal Yisrael has to repeat the Karban Pesach 3 times, but they have to do it in three separate maisim. It's not just the facts. If you just have the facts, you'd say, look, there's Kahal, there's Eta Yisrael. There's 10 people, 3 groups of 10. And the only question is, should the 3 groups of 10, should they do it at the same time or should they do it separately? Right? Basically, you have 3 groups, Team A, Team B, and Team C. And do you have Team A doing it, do you do the A, B, and C do it at the same time or do it separately? But I guess you could look at it, neither of them is quite saying that. But saying Team A and Team B, it's not like the two groups are separately. It's there's a new entity called ABC or, Klal Yisrael. That's one side. And the other way is saying is it's the way Klal Yisrael does the Maisa of the Pesach is 3 shifts, 3 groups. I guess the more change is the other one. It's the Mas Achas one. But the Mas Achas isn't just saying they do the Maisa all at the same time. They form a larger entity called the Gavra of Klal Yisrael. As opposed to if they're not a larger Gavra, they're just like every normal Gavra. Normally Gavra is a seaboard, 10 is the Gavra. Now you're just saying is that in some sense it comes right. Klal Yisrael is an overarching Gavra, and the way Klal Yisrael does it is by sending 3 actors, 3 groups, through 3 Maisa, through Maisa Shlita. Different way the Maisa Shlita is done. You don't do it all at the same time. You do it in 3 shifts. Yeah, it's not super, super. It's a definition. And hopefully it sets the groundwork for understanding a little bit better. Maybe we can do next time is try to get more insight and then also try to get into the whole 50 thing. Right? There's a Miri on the 50 thing that helps, but we'll check it out.